And it is
not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, cause here is the good news.
Not necessarily the news, where with each news story, we're just starting to think that it, the joke's on us.
Breaking news!
Welcome our worldwide audience on our Hank Facebook Live. Have fun in the comments section. No pranking. No pranking. Unfortunately, it was reality and the ending of their run. Our TCU Horned Frog women's basketball run into the Sweet 16, hoping to vie for their first Final Four in a long time. It was stymied by none other than University of Texas and the Longhorns. Pretty much owned the game. I watched actually a lot of this. 58-47 win yesterday. So congratulations to the Lady Frogs. Nice little season. One guy that was pretty happy about it was because UT now goes in. Yeah. And the professor yesterday was down at the Texas Capitol, not far from his home. Woody Harrelson, his brother, was with him. And they were there pushing Senate Bill 22. They were in our legislature. Matthew McConaughey, Woody Harrelson. Yeah, this bill would put, it's all about the film industry in Texas. So $500 million every 2 years this would put in to a long-term film incentive fund. So they urge state lawmakers to boost those incentives, pass the bill, SB 22. Making things happen there in the Capitol. McConaughey.
Did you see Woody Harrelson? He really looks like a grown-up. On the Senate floor.
Yeah, he clearly was told he was supposed to be somewhere else.
Hook 'em horns,
indeed.
So President Donald Trump has more friends than just Elon Musk. Especially in the White House. What about Kid Rock, the rapper, rocker, whatever he identifies as, stopped by the Oval Office yesterday to watch the Don sign an executive order to stop price gouging middlemen in the concert industry. The FTC will now oversee price transparency, take enforcement actions to prevent unfair, deceptive, and anti-competitive conduct in the secondary ticketing market. And he says it's gotten worse and worse with time. Kid compares it to buying a $100 ticket, and then by the time it's all said and done, it's $170, and compares it to communism, especially when scalpers buy up all the good seats and then sell them for a 400-500% markup.
So Beyonce couldn't do it, Taylor Swift couldn't do it, but Kid Rock and Trump.
Ba-da-da-bob.
They do it.
Yeah.
Ba-wa-da-ba.
Bang-a-dang.
Uh-huh.
Ba-dang-a-dang.
He knows.
Diggy-diggy.
They've been friends for a long time.
Thank you, sir. Well, Trump is mulling a third term. Tomorrow will be April 2nd, Liberation Day, as those are the all the tariffs that start rolling out. Ooh. Yeah. It's a good thing you got your car.
I know. Got to be careful.
By the way, they've also, for the annual White House Correspondents Dinner that they have there, and they all kind of lampoon and highbrow comedy each other. This year's White House Correspondents Association has decided it would not be appropriate to have a comedian perform this year.
They don't want any fun or funny or nothing.
I think they're good on their own, actually, when it comes to that. Probably it's not safe for the comedian at this point.
I don't know that it's safe for anyone. Good night. So Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez busy planning their Italian wedding this summer and want nothing but the best. You know, like the friends, the food, the fun. It's on a monster yacht in the Med in beautiful Venice. And let's not forget the entertainment. So who could possibly measure up to all this? How about one little name? Dolly Parton. Apparently, she's the only gal that really got the groom excited about the entertainment. She's always been a star in his eyes, and the billionaire knows how to recognize greatness. And Dolly is as iconic as it gets.
You can't put them two together. They cannot coexist in the same plane of existence.
Why?
Because one's pure good, and the other's... Absolutely.
Be careful, Dolly.
I don't know.
Careful.
I hear Bob is available, though.
Diggy, diggy.
Diggy, diggy.
So the fallout and the confusion over the Morgan Wallen just walking off when everybody was supposed to wave to the camera and hug each other at the end of Saturday Night, Saturday Night Live. They're still wondering what the heck's going on. Kenan Thompson told Entertainment Weekly. That's a source. He's not sure what happened. He's like, I don't know if he just didn't get the assignment or if he had somewhere to be. But nothing was weird, Kenan Thompson says, all week. Even though he does say it was weird and one of the weirdest exits I've ever seen of a show. And he's been on that show for 75 years.
Well, yeah,
so he would know.
He's been on that show for 75 years.
Some rumors and legend has it that Morgan is still walking somewhere in New York. Either way, NBC says, Morgan, totally welcome back. No bad blood. We have no idea what happened either.
Well, didn't he say he just had a plane to catch? Weren't you just talking about that yesterday? Like, he just had to go?
Yeah, the plane that would wait for him.
I know. He just didn't want to be there anymore.
Maybe there were no chairs to throw.
Dang it. It was a bar stool. So, check this out. Antonio Rau is 92 years old and just finished his 30th marathon in Rome in under 7 hours. He is a dedicated runner, continues to inspire others with his passion for running and determination to keep improving that performance. Apparently, he didn't feel very well before the race, but that's because he's 92 years old, but did beat his last time by 10 minutes. Witnesses say they were amazed by his resistance, resilience, commitment to the sport. And just in case you're wondering where Mark Phillips is going to be in several decades.
Fantastic. He's traveled more distance than Morgan Wallen even walked. It's beautiful.
Maybe he's trying to catch up with Rao.
Tuesday Top 10 coming up, of course, as we said at 7:15. Top 10 possible names for Heather Lee's new car. In automobile news, recall news. No, not Tesla. Ford has just issued a recall for certain 24 and 2025 models because sometimes they drive forward while they're in reverse.
Oh, dang it.
Hey, so do we. So do we. And then finally, Lamborghini has teamed up with the world of pickleball and is creating a Lamborghini-made pickleball paddle.
Really?
Yes. For when you're just not feeling pretentious already enough.
And I'm on my way to play pickleball.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.